This past Friday, America's Run for the Fallen made its way through our area, stopping here in Cass County in Lewis. The Lewis Fire Department welcomed them for a ceremony and dinner as they made their way through this area, moving through Iowa, as part of their 6,000-mile journey across the country from California, finishing in August at Arlington National Cemetery in Virginia. Friday, I had a chance to catch up with a few of the Gold Star families whose family members were honored during the Run for the Fallen.
Well, today we are visiting with?
Kathy Kleckler.
Kathy, you are from?
Clanton, Alabama.
And you came all the way to Lewis, Iowa to remember?
My son, Corporal Anthony Lee Williams.
Tell me about Anthony.
Oh, he's my firstborn. He joined the Marines after high school. Just a wonderful boy. Wanted to go, decided to be a Marine when he was 10 years old. Would have went after 9/11 if they had allowed him, but he was too young. So the moment he had the chance, he went. He volunteered to go over in late February, because the unit that he joined was losing so many men, as you've read or heard, so many men were being lost. The day we lost him, he was eating breakfast. One of the other gentlemen had already been killed. They needed to clear a path for the helicopter to come in. And Anthony was eating breakfast, and they came to look for the other gentleman that was supposed to be there to clear the path, but they couldn't find him. My son jumped up and said, "I'll go." They went to clear, but they come up over a rise, and that's when an IED exploded, and he took the brunt of the explosion. Saved the lives of other men that were with him that day.
It didn't probably surprise you much that he took the initiative.
No, it didn't. No. He was that type. Like I said, at 10 years old, he decided he was going to be a Marine. 9/11 only strengthened that desire. That's what he was chosen to do in his life. I think before he even decided to do it, it was already chosen for him. That was his path. It was his destiny to be. You know, he asked me before he signed the papers, "Mom, can I do this?" And I said, "You've already done it. You know, there was no stopping you." But he wanted to ask me. I've already made my peace with God, because I knew what the consequences could be. So he needed them, and it was my time to let go.
Family never forgets, but when others remember like this, what does this mean to you?
It's overwhelming. It's been so long, well, not so long, but it's been almost 10 years now, and I still get emotionally choked up. Just the outpouring of love, and as I said, the lack of love and the lack of knowledge that so many Americans have no clue. As I've said before, sometimes you hear just the name on the nightly news, and that's all it is to them. It's just a name, it's nobody. But to me, it's everything. He was my first of five, but he was still my child. My baby, my young man, and he's missed every single day. And I'm grateful to him every single day, because he went out and did what a lot of us could never do.
Well, thank you so much for your son's service and for your sacrifice.
Thank you. I appreciate a chance to remember him every day, another chance to remember him and let the world know that he was my son. He's not just another name. He was mine. Thank you.
Now we are visiting with
Jeff Rowland.
Okay, Jeff, and you're from where?
BB, Arkansas.
Okay, so you made the drive up here to Lewis, Iowa to honor whom?
Sergeant First Class Bradley Snipes, the U.S. Army.
Okay, and he's your cousin?
10-4. He's my cousin. We're first cousins. We grew up like brothers and best friends.
Tell me about him.
He was a nut. if we could get into something, we would definitely do it. He was proud of his country, proud of his family, and proud to serve.
Is that something he always wanted to do?
Yes, sir. I do believe so.
Talk a little bit about his service. Where did he serve?
He started off in Okinawa and then went to Afghanistan, Iraq, and Korea. He went to Korea also.
So he saw a lot of places.
Yes, sir.
Talk a little bit about his commitment. Is he the kind of a guy who, once he commits to something, he's all in?
Yes, sir. All in or nothing.
What about being here today? I've said before, family remembers. But when other people like this jump on board and remember as well, what does something like this mean to you and your family?
It means everything to us to know that he'd be remembered forever and that other folks besides his family know.
And who else with your family came up and made the trip from Arkansas?
My wife and my parents.
Well, thank you again for your sacrifice and his service. Appreciate it.
Thank you for interviewing.
What now we are visiting with?
Allison Swanson.
Allison, where do you come from?
I come from Harcourt, Iowa.
And you are here remembering?
My dad, Roger Dreesen.
Okay. Tell me about him.
He was a really quiet, hardworking farmer. Grew up in northwest Iowa near Holstein. And after high school, he joined the Army and was drafted in the Army. And he was taken to Vietnam, where he served for a year from 1968 to 1969. And very short service, but he was very proud of it. Of course, with any Vietnam veteran, didn't really talk about any details to his family. But he was very proud of his service, and he even came home from Vietnam and was committed to the Ida County Legion in Holstein and Cushing, and served on the Ida County Veterans Board, and was just very proud of his service.
So even short time in service carried with him for a long time.
Yes, it did. It did. And then, unfortunately, in 2002, he contracted prostate cancer, which was believed from his exposure to Agent Orange while he was in Vietnam. So he fought that on and off for 10 years until it became serious and eventually took his life.
Is service something that runs in your family? Do you have a lot of family members who have served?
No, we don't. My brothers and I we decided that wasn't for us, but we sure were proud of him. And both my grandfathers served in World War II. But I sure have a lot of respect for those servicemen and women who dedicate so much for our freedom. My friend Jamie is here with me tonight too, and she lost her husband. She'll probably talk to you about that in a little bit too, but he was a friend of mine too. So my dad, although he was proud of it, I felt like he kept it under the table a little bit. If he was here tonight, he'd say, oh, I don't need to be recognized for this. I was just doing what I was told. And
talk about what it means to you, though. Families obviously never forget, but for other people like this to remember, what does that mean to you?
I'm very humbled and honored. Like I said, I'm pretty sure if he was here, he'd just say, oh, Allison, you don't need to honor me for this. So it was actually Jamie who kind of twisted my arm and said, no, you should come. You should honor him. It was a service and a sacrifice, even if it was 50 years after his initial service across the seas. So I think it's wonderful that they are taking the time, the dedication, and the organization to honor all of these fallen veterans.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate your sacrifice and appreciate his sacrifice as well. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Well, now we are visiting with?
Jamie Baribar.
From?
Des Moines, Iowa.
And you are here to remember who?
My husband, First Lieutenant Scott Baribar.
Tell me about Scott.
What's there to say? He was just an awesome all-around guy. Did everything he could for not only his family, but all of the guys he deployed with to Afghanistan. He would go out of his way to help any one of them that needed anything.
Can you tell me about his service?
Sure. He, right out of high school, joined the Marines for a couple years, and then he joined the Iowa National Guard after that. He was a commissioned officer as a second lieutenant right away while they were in Afghanistan. He then got promoted to first lieutenant. He worked full-time out of the Boone location as a plans officer.
Can you tell folks about his service and how you came to be part of this?
Sure. Scott passed away March 1st, 2016, and it was he did die by suicide. It was, for what I feel, it was related. He, after he came back from Afghanistan, he had a hard time sleeping. Still continued to work every day and did everything he could for the Guard. He lived and breathed for the Iowa National Guard. I learned about this organization through my SOS contact, my Survivor Outreach Services contact, who is also a Gold Star mother. They had sent it out to all of the survivors in Iowa, letting us know that the run was happening and that there was different events going on.
You probably didn't know a lot about PTSD before it affected you firsthand. Now you know a lot about it, and you probably understand how widespread issues like this are after service.
Definitely, very widespread. Even recently in the news with a couple famous people passing away by suicide. The way I like to say it is suicide or death by suicide is a side effect of mental illness. People with other illnesses, their organs might shut down, they might pass away that way. This is a way that people die from mental illnesses.
What does it mean to you to have the support of organizations like this?
It's amazing to have this kind of support. When you lose somebody, especially in the way that Scott died, you feel very isolated. So to have people reach out to you and still honor your husband, it really means a lot. It shows me that he is not defined by how he died. He is defined by who he was.
And how he served. Very good. Well, thank you so much, and we appreciate his service, and we appreciate you sharing the story today.
Thank you.
Well, now we are visiting with
Cheryl Larson.
Cheryl, you live?
I live in Spencer, Iowa.
Talk about why you're here today. Who are you honoring?
I lost my son, Second Lieutenant Adam B. Larson, 17 months ago. And so this is one of the ways I am honoring him and all fallen service members.
Can you talk a little bit about Adam?
Certainly. He was an Afghanistan veteran. He was an airborne soldier. When he finished his enlistment in the regular army, he joined the Iowa National Guard and died while training at Fort Benning.
Is that something he's always wanted to do? Did he always want to serve?
Yes, he did. He wanted to be an artist, a scientist, and a soldier.
Do you have a history of service in your family?
My father was a veteran, but it skipped a generation there.
When you think of Adam, what comes to mind first and foremost?
He was a leader. He was a leader in his squadron. He was a leader in his officer's training course. He was a shining star that just lit up the room and had many, many dreams and things he wanted to do.
How did you lose him?
He died by suicide.
You learned a lot through that. I've talked to some other families who have had members who passed away later through the effects of PTSD. Mm-hmm. We tend not to know a lot about that until it affects us. But now you're finding out there's a very large family, a lot of folks out there that are suffering mm-hmm. through some of the same issues, and they're all wanting to hug each other?
Yes. Yes. We are. It helps to be around people who have gone through a similar experience, although all of our griefs are different and take a different path. But it helps to be around groups like this that have suffered a similar loss and that you can cry with and you can hug, and they understand that your grief never goes away. You carry it with you in your heart forever. You get to the point where you can go to your happy place again. You can visit there, but you always have that grief with you also.
What does it mean to have the support of organizations like this?
It means a lot to many, many family members of the fallen, because we have support. We have other people who understand what we're going through. It makes us feel that our loss is honored, our loved one is honored and remembered.
Well, thank you for your sacrifice and for your son's service. We appreciate it very much.
Thank you, and thank you for taking the time of interviewing people here and publicizing our event.